WRCT Pittsburgh music for your inner robot.
Sleeping alone, many a restless night. Couldn't enjoy my meal, dreaming summer's warming rays. Was thinking alone, I was a lifetime away.
Hello and welcome to Breakfast for Dinner. This is DJ Chris Wired. Thank you for joining me. You just listened to new music by Maple Mars, Starting Over, parentheses again. We have some other new music coming up and another fun set that includes some new Suzy Quatro music, believe it or not. So that should be exciting. So stick around. But first, let's take care of a little business.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You
can say how are you or get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You could chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch.
Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
A couple other shows here in WRCT Pittsburgh I wanted to tell you about. Counterspin provides a critical examination of the major stories every week and exposes what corporate media might have missed in their own coverage. Counterspin highlights censored stories and exposes biased and inaccurate coverage while examining the power of corporate influence and sexism, racism, and homophobia in the news. Wednesdays, 10 to 10:30 a.m. And the David Pakman Show started as a community radio show called Midweek Politics in the basement of WXOJ studio in Northampton, Massachusetts. The focus of the show is modern American politics and society, airing on WRCT Monday through Friday from 7 to 8 a.m. Okay, let's get back into it. This is from a band, Spy Genius. This next song is called Queen of Eyes.
I need
The Yum Yums with For Those About to Pop. Before that, Chris Church, Begin Again. Blackwater Conspiracy, All Wired Wrong. Buckley with Bakersfield. And we started it all off with Spy Genius and Queen of Eyes.
The life of every child is precious. If you care for a child or teenager with a disability and have limited income and resources, they may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. Call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSIKids to learn more. That's ssa.gov/SSIKids. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Rita's Italian Ice joins you in supporting WRCT. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including its famous Italian ice, made fresh daily with real fruit, available in over 80 flavors. Rita's has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh, including a stand at 3712 Fifth Avenue near the University of Pittsburgh campus. For more information, visit their website at www.ritasice.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Okay, let's get to that set I talked about with female lead singers, female bands. Should be some fun music in here. First up, The Speed of Sound and Tomorrow's World.
Thank you. no hero. Marks on my soul. I made mistakes. I've been down that black hole.
That was new Susie Quattro with The Devil in Me. Susie, you're a hero to many people, so you don't have to say that beginning of the song. Anyway, before that, the Lemon Drop Gang with Georgie, the Downbeat Five with I've Been Kicked Around, Tony Lynn, Nocturnal Love, Natalie Sweet, Videophone, and The Speed of Sound, Tomorrow's World. I want to tell you about one other show we have here in WRCT. Hey, do you remember that kid you picked on in high school? Well, we gave him a radio show. Tune in and hear the Mockster spin the best and worst in indie, punk, classic country, power pop, and so much more. That's Viva La Mock, Friday night starting at 9 with an encore on Tuesday afternoon starting at 5. Exclusively here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. Let's head down the home stretch here on Breakfast for Dinner. Next up, the Pulse Beats, new music from them. She sings like Joey Ramone.
We'll be right back. Christine's coming over, and I driving, teeth shaking, bones breaking and sweet hand shaking. I never answer when my telephone's ringing. I don't see the traffic lights changing. The boys dripping, girls thrilling. Night walking while the streets are going. I'm sipping out looking for a new beginning. I stay tired, hooked on a feeling. Sun glowing, head shaking. Cops waiting and the clouds are ticking. Oh, well I don't see where the prostitute is going. I'm living where the city's ending. I really want to stay here, but I can't. I really want to stay here, but I can't. I really want to stay here for all time. I really want to stay here, but I can't. I really want to stay here, but I can't. I really want to stay here for all
Fuzzy Vox with Stay Here. Before that, Cub Scout Bowling Pins with Copyright 123. The Airport 77's Christine's Coming Over. And we started all off with the Pulse Beats and She Sings Like Joey Ramone. That's gonna do it here just about. I have one more song we'll sneak in here for me. I'm DJ Chris Wired. I want to thank you for listening to Breakfast for Dinner. As a reminder, this show is rebroadcast on the following Wednesday, 5 to 6 p.m. So you can check out it again there. Anyway, thanks for listening. Gonna leave you with Cheap Trick, Light Up the Fire.
And you're listening to a broadcast of Ebony Spectrum from our archives. This interview features a talk with Darius Chisholm. This happened maybe about 3 years ago, in 2018, I believe. And we heard some interesting things from Darius back then. And of course, things have changed, but it's real interesting to see what her path was back then. And she's continued to go upward and onward with her career. And now she's hosting more TV. Listen to the conversation. You'll find it very interesting. This is Ebony Spectrum from 2018 with Darius Chisholm. Rick takes the lead as he adds the questions.
One thing, say I'm going to write or I'm going to perhaps get on television, which is enough of takes a modicum. And I'm being a little bit facetious here with that. It takes more than a modicum, actually, to go into that profession, because you got to have a lot of confidence, I would say.
You have to have a lot of confidence. You have to have a lot of courage. You also have to have a lot of commitment. And for me, it's always been about being a creative. And a lot of the work that I do as an entrepreneur now is really as a coach, supporting other business owners who are looking to become more visible in branding their message, their mission, and using multimedia strategies. I was very fortunate, as you're aware, that I've had a long history in television, but because I also had varying businesses, I learned a lot of practical tools. And so I've been able to marry what it means to be an entrepreneur, particularly a solopreneur in this space of online marketing, and really look at what are some sizable visibility strategies that people can use. So that's really where that came together from. In terms of this issue of courage and the courage to have your own business, and as you said, you know, you got to hustle for a paycheck, period. I mean, and I think there's, as an entrepreneur, you have to have that as your modicum for success. It's the only paycheck that's going to happen is the one that you're going to go out and make. And so as an entrepreneur, and I'm sure any of them listening completely get that part of your drive for success, I believe should first be what it is that you love doing or serving, and let the money follow. And I get it. When you got to pay some bills, it's like, no, we need to think about the money first. But you will be a much happier entrepreneur going after your dream, hustling for that success, and of course, working hard for the money, but realizing that the part of the reason that you're doing it is because you absolutely love being the entrepreneur that you are. And that helps when you get to those periods in time, and we've all been there, when the money isn't flowing. Because it's easy. I mean, I've had jobs. I've had jobs all my life. And it's important, obviously, if you do the type of work that you're not an entrepreneur, that you do a really good job at your job. Right. But if you truly have a desire to strike out on your own and run that business that you've been dreaming about, or pursue that dream that only you can do because it's like busting in your belly, then go for it. Go for it with everything that you have.
It's interesting. Your book, you used the word hustle. You've used it several times. And I think probably people think of, when you say hustle, guy, girl on the street.
That's your generation.
Doing the hustling thing, right? And I mean, I always never put the total negative kind of label.
Yeah.
Some people did, because I always recognized people got to survive.
Right.
And everything that was being hustled wasn't necessarily illegal. It was not mainstream.
Well, you know, it's interesting because it's a word that over a period of